Good evening, Audio Boo. I'm actually recording this boo in the Audio Boo app on my Android phone. So let's give a big cheer and a big hooray. And it's been Sunday today. And took my daughter swimming for the afternoon. She actually really enjoys it. We were in there for about 2.5 hours, actually. Just playing around and splashing around and having fun, which was good. And it's a really child-friendly pool as well. So that was a well-spent Sunday afternoon. And, of course, doing stuff like that kind of gives you time away from other things that you're doing. Spending time with your family, gives you time away from projects that you're doing and other things that you're doing. And of course, while you're... Certainly, with me anyway, while I'm doing these other things, like taking my daughter to the pool, or doing stuff with my family, or it tends to be when I do a lot of thinking, just in the back of my head. I'm sure it's the same with everybody. Something that struck me today was, I spoke the other day about... the fact that I certainly find that I can cope with three social media presences at a time. That seems to be my magic number. And what I mean by cope or manage is, you know, I manage to be there. If someone sends me a message, I respond. I can actually actively look at other people's posts and respond to those, or just read those posts and what's connected to them and stuff like that. So, you know, actively kind of be there and engage and communicate with people. And three seems to be my limit. And that's Twitter, Audio Boo, and Google Plus now. That used to be Facebook, but I haven't really been active on Facebook for a long time. I still have a presence there, but I've started to move over what I'm doing on Facebook slowly over to Google, actually. And when I think about Google, I think about Google as a whole, as a social media platform. So that's kind of YouTube, Google Plus, and Blogger. So those, to me, although they're slightly separate platforms, I kind of view it as, you know, the stuff I'm doing on Google, be it all slightly separated, I see it as kind of one social platform, because it's all very interconnected. It's all connected to your Google account. So those are my three. And if you're anything like me, I have ideas of all the time for doing different things. Different things on social media, different things to do with project work at school, different things. I'm just one of these people who just seems to have ideas flying around my brain all the time, which is really, really great. It's always good not to have a shortage of ideas, of course. But one of the downsides of that is that you have lots of ideas, and some of them you feel like you need to start, but there are some ideas that you never really get to finish, because you're flying around thinking that you need to work on all these different ideas all at the same time. I certainly know, especially in the last months or so, that there are projects that I've tried to start or spoken about starting, and I never got to finish them. Either they never got anywhere for various reasons, or I decided to drop them because I lost the enthusiasm and stuff like that. But what kind of got me today was, what struck me today was, why don't I apply the same thinking to ideas as I do with social media? As in, my golden number is three. Why don't I apply that to how many ideas I pursue? So while I got a lot of flying ideas, Why not pick three ideas and work on them exclusively for 3 months? So during that 3 months, even if I come up with new ideas, just write them down, make a note of them, and put them aside and exclusively work on three ideas for a period of 3 months. See how that works. Now, of course, there's going to be a lot going on during those 3 months. I'm going to be starting school. So I'm just going to pause this bit. Sorry, I just had to pause there. I'm out walking the dog. And yeah, I just bumped into some people, or a couple of ladies that I very often bump into them when I'm out walking the dog. So, and we kind of let the dog say hello and stand and have a chat and stuff. So, just had to pause to say hi to them. What was I saying? It was the idea of three. So taking this idea of the fact that I definitely know I can manage three social media networks comfortably, and transferring the same idea over to doing projects. So I'm going to pick three ideas that I have kind of on the table at the moment. And then those are the ones I'm going to concentrate on for an extended period of time, so probably 3 months. And during those 3 months, I'll be starting school. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how I can manage to cope once I start school again and things like that. But at the moment, the idea is I'm going to pick three and then work on those. And one of them is going to be my blog about Linux. I'm really keen to start that and do that. So that's definitely going to be one. And then the other two, I don't know. There's a few things flying around at the moment. And I've kind of offered to get involved in a few things. So that would be interesting to kind of maybe have one of the projects not one of my own, so one where I'm involved with a project by somebody else. And I've, you know, I've got a couple of projects at the moment that I've been talking about getting involved in, and I certainly feel, you know, it'd be interesting to be working on or in partnership with somebody on their project, helping them along the way. So that's probably definitely going to be one. And then the other one, I don't know at the moment, but probably that will be a much smaller project. So I'll have two kind of sizable ones and then a smaller one. But definitely I want to do the Linux blog, get that up and running, make that a useful resource for me, and hopefully a useful resource to other people who are using Ubuntu, a useful resource to people who are thinking of switching to Ubuntu. And I think there's a lot more people starting to consider that, especially now with all the changes that are going on with Mac OS X at the moment. You know, some people are really kind of Apple fans and they'll stick with it, but I think there's a lot of people like me who are starting to find it, that it's turning more into just a content delivery system rather than anything else. And we definitely know, you know, I definitely feel within two or three major upgrades of Mac OS X, long term it's going to become more and more like iOS. And I'll be perfectly frank, if you look at projects like Ubuntu, which started out as a desktop version of Linux, that's now been kind of developed enough that it can run on mobile devices. In fact, Canonical are actually, you know, they're actively seeking partners to launch Ubuntu on mobile platforms. Same operating system as a desktop, just running on mobile. So I think if you look long-term at Mac OS X, I think iOS and Mac OS X are actually going to end up being the same operating system. I think they're well on their way to doing that. And I certainly find I can't do very much on my iPad, for example. I don't find I can be very productive on there. I can surf the web, I can send a few tweets, but it's not something where I feel I can be very productive on it. And if that's the way that Mac OS X is going, then I can definitely see my level of being productive under that system becoming more and more limited. On top of the fact that, you know, I strongly believe that it's becoming a content delivery system rather than anything else. A delivery system where Apple are very, very, very intensely defending their, you know, defending, you know, their revenue streams, cutting out people who are developing for that platform, or at least, you know, taking huge cuts from people who are actually developing for that. So I could go on and on and on, really. There's a lot of reasons why I want to switch to Ubuntu, or a lot of reasons why I have switched to Ubuntu. And those are just some of them. But that's, you know, I want to start a blog all about that. I'm not going to use the blog as a platform to harp on about and bash Mac OS X by any means. I want to use it as a platform for people who are interested in trying it out and interested in perhaps having some information about how you can actually run the system on a Mac. And it's kind of me documenting my personal kind of journey from one to the other. So that's definitely a project I'm interested in, and that's one definitely one of the ones I'm going to pursue. So really, that's my big thought for the day. That applying this idea of three in social media, three platforms that I know I can manage, transferring that over to three projects. Putting all projects, other projects aside, concentrating on three for a continued period of time and seeing where that lands me. So I've got to fully figure out what the three are, but I don't think that will take too long. But that's where I'm at the moment. The number three seems to be cropping up rather a lot recently. Oh, and it's my nephew's third birthday on Saturday. Oh, that's weird, we're going to that. So the number three, that's the number that seems to be my golden number.